Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What's happening, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, producer Brad.
What's up?
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Hit her up on the phones, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text that number. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
Coming up at 7:15, we got the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic. And the Amp Mini Mix today is loaded with a little something special in the middle. Sweet VIP Bruno Mars concert tickets to party with DJ Majestic.
Whoa.
Up in the suite.
Okay.
By the way, if you have kids, DJ Majestic is by hands down every kid's favorite person on the show.
I love the kids.
They're like, he's a real DJ.
So if you want a date night, just give the two tickets to your kids, and Majestic will take care of them in
there
the suite.
There you go, babysit.
It'll be like a bad comedy. Like, everybody, Majestic's day out.
Majestic date. Care, but up in the suite. That'd be hilarious, bro. You're good with kids, though, Majestic.
Yeah, kids love me, I think.
You just don't love them back. It's all good.
Just answer all their DJ questions.
It's true.
That's all you got. Like, literally every kid wants to be a DJ now. They want to be professional Fortnite players or DJs.
Exactly. Or YouTubers. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah, influencers. That's a big deal, man. All right, guys. Obviously, Dodgers didn't win again last night. A little bummed out about that. But you know what? It's a 7-game series. We're coming back home on Friday, and that's what home games are all about. You got to get the advantage. So we got 3 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, I'm a little extra stressed out about this because not only am I a huge Dodger fan, I really, really, really want them to win because we haven't won a World Series in 30 years. But something interesting happened on Sunday. I was looking online for tickets because I want to complete a bucket list thing for myself and my dad and take him to a World Series game, you know? And Chelsea texts us on Sunday and says, hey, guess what? Somebody gave me two tickets to the Dodgers game. Charlie.
Yep, Charlie Steiner.
He was the voice of the Dodgers on radio, right?
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then she texts, who wants that extra ticket? In a group text.
Right.
So basically,
like, we're not going to murder each other.
She expected like the Hunger Games for that ticket.
Oh, yeah, like, for who's sure. I'm like, who's going to bring me a latte tomorrow? I want a bagel with everything. Everything bagel with cream cheese.
Well, here's the thing. It's almost not fair because as like a grown man sports fan, even if I was going to be here Friday, which I will not be, I'm going to go in to visit my girlfriend in Atlanta. I couldn't take that ticket. It's like, you just can't. Like, I didn't grow up in Los Angeles.
Right.
It's like, if I took that ticket, like, if Chelsea's like, who's got it? And I, like, you know, somehow did paper, rock, scissors with Edgar and Madge and Brad and everyone and won. As a sports fan, I could never go to that game knowing that Edgar would just be sitting at home, just sitting at home all sad, just...
Oh, can you
just
imagine?
Just staring at the game while I'm there just... eating a hot dog.
Sitting next to my dad, who's 75 years old. Dad, I know you're the one that got me into baseball. We listened to Fernando Valenzuela pitch on the radio in Mexico. I'm sorry I couldn't take you to the game. You know, one of those things. Long story short, I was going to go regardless. But Chelsea gave me that ticket. So thank you, Chelsea. Mm-hmm. So that means I just need to buy one more ticket for my dad, right? But Chelsea's tickets are in a really good section.
They're not
right?
bad.
And the section that I was thinking about taking my dad was good, but not as good, therefore less expensive. So I was already thinking I'm going to buy those two tickets, right? So now I go online to StubHub and I find two tickets right next to Chelsea's tickets.
Which is crazy.
Like, which is crazy.
What are the chances?
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what I use. I was like, yo, this is a sign from God. That's what I told my wife when I told her how much I was going to spend.
Don't worry about it, babe. You can't put a price on
it's
memories.
Fate.
I know we just got into a new house, but look at this. I know this is our mortgage payment, but whatever.
We're not just going to have another baby in a few months. Don't worry about it.
I was like, babe, listen. What I'm going to do, I'm going to buy these two seats right next to Chelsea's seats, but I'm going to sell one of them, and the prices are going to be so high that I'm even going to make money on this.
Turn a profit.
So the Dodgers losing back-to-back games. has dropped the ticket price below what I bought it at.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry.
And it hasn't even sold yet.
I'm so sorry. I'll buy you a hot dog, okay?
It's all your fault, Chelsea.
I'll buy you Dodger dog.
$700 Dodger dog.
But you know what? Taking my dad to the World Series is priceless. And if that ticket does not sell, I don't want to say it's the worst case scenario because it's actually a very good scenario, but I'll just take Janet and Ariella with me,
yeah.
My wife and my daughter. So that'd be fun. And then, you know, whatever, we'll just be late 30 days on our mortgage, but it'll be fine.
And then you're just going to, if you take Ariella to a game, that's going to be the only thing you're going to talk to her about as soon as she can, like, really understand sports. Every time she sits down, you're like, remember, hey, I took you to a World Series game. You were 1.5. Look at this picture. This is you. This is how good a dad I am. Look
Daddy,
at this.
How come I don't have a college fund? Because I took you to the World Series.
Come on!
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
About to connect to our sister station out in Boston with the TJ Show. Lauren, her beautiful baby in her belly, which we don't know the name of yet, but I believe she's going to name it after a Dodgers player.
Yasiel.
Yeah, Yasiel is going to be his
go.
Name. Yasiel.
Baby Yasiel.
Or Puig. Or Kike. That's a cute name right there. Also, producer Matt out there. We're talking about the World Series. Good morning, TJ, Lauren, producer Matt, and baby Kike. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, Edgar, how are you guys doing this morning? I mean, that's a rough 2 in a row.
Yeah, you okay?
Well, listen, guys, if you guys are all proud because you actually won your home games, that's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations. You won the first 2 games, but now we get 3 home games starting tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and then we're going to do what we're supposed to do and shift the wave and take the lead, right?
Our players just need palm trees again.
We're coming back, man.
This confidence sounds very similar to yesterday's confidence.
It does, yes. Very reminiscent.
listen, we were down at Fenway Park. Our producer, Matt, he was interviewing some of our Sox fans about L.A. Do you want to hear what they had to say?
No.
Not really.
What's next?
We could race over that.
I feel like that was rhetorical, really, if I had to guess.
It was.
I have a feeling you're going to play it anyway, so go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, let's see.
You realize L.A., they're pretty awesome. L.A.
Now, I told producer Matt to go out there and just get some encouraging words for Los Angeles, because I knew we'd be talking this morning.
Why L.A.?
What? They suck.
It's a beautiful city full of beautiful people.
You need money, though. We're grinders here. We're grinders.
Yes, we earn our money out here.
Yeah.
Now, he's insinuating you guys don't really work for your money. Are people just handing you money out there?
No, we just don't. We just have, it's 80 degrees all year round. Why would we work?
Oh, good. I'm moving there then. Never mind.
What's the biggest difference between people from Boston and people from L.A.?
They're fake. Go Sox. They're 1-4.
Can you apologize to the people of L.A. for all the mean things you've said just now?
F*** off.
Yeah, their traffic is worse than ours, actually.
Now they're saying that your traffic's even worse than ours. I mean, they're just going for everything.
Uh-huh.
Because they're lazy and they don't want to walk nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? We walk.
Just the winter makes our skin tough. When they hit you, it's going to hurt more.
Yeah, so you're talking about your 80-degree weather. Well, it turns out it's better to be in Boston because it makes our skin tougher. And when I try and knock out someone, it's going to hurt more than it would.
Yeah. Gee, but the cold weather. Did you hear that guy's voice? That's what the cold weather does to you. Is he okay? Can somebody give him a cough drop? Is he going to be all right?
In the suburbs of Boston, once you hit 30, you look 60.
Hey.
That's not fair.
Hold on. Maybe they have another nice thing to say. Hold on.
So any final message you have for the people of L.A.?
You're getting swept.
Okay, so.
I guess not.
There's a lot of confidence on the streets of Boston.
Oh, yeah? Well, we still got this guy from 2 days ago.
What's your name and where are you from?
Arnold Foster from Los Angeles, California. Dodgers in 7, bro. Don't take this ass whooping personally.
That's all we got.
Dodgers in 7, baby.
Still doesn't quite have the sting that you were hoping for, but perhaps later in the series.
Listen, though, I am going to convince my good friend TJ to at least root for the Dodgers at least tomorrow, game 3.
What?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were just having this conversation on our show. How nice would it be to win it at home? Or would it be less stress if we won it there? We're debating that right now. So, I don't know. Producer Matt, you're such a pro Sox fan.
Well, I, of course, want the sweep so that we can party on a Saturday night when we celebrate instead of a work night. But if it were to come back to Boston, Game 7 would be on Halloween night, talking about. Yeah, everyone's in costume going nuts in Kenmore Square. That sounds pretty awesome.
We would love the Dodgers to win that night. It will haunt you forever on October 31st.
TJ, you already have all the beautiful people, the sun, like sports. This is what we got in Boston. Can you just give us this?
No, we're done doing that.
You guys have been winning too much. TJ, you're going to root for the Dodgers, please, tomorrow. Let me tell you why, okay? and I believe I can convince you. All right.
Okay.
So I got into baseball and I fell in love with the Dodgers because I used to listen to the radio back in the day in the 80s. Fernando Valenzuela, the 80s Dodgers from Mexico with my dad. That's the bond we created right there, right? And just yesterday, I gave my dad the great news that I'm taking him to tomorrow's World Series game.
Wow. Oh,
and he teared up. He didn't know how to react. He was super excited. And no, producer Matt, don't say he teared up because the Dodgers lost. He teared up because it's going to be so amazing to be there, you know, going back to us listening in radio in Mexico to the Dodgers to now being in person. So, TJ, I know you have a great heart. You're going to root for the Dodgers to win tomorrow so my dad can have that awesome experience.
Well, Edgar!
This is a group decision because...
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're hitting a pregnant lady right in the... Oh, that's not fair.
What does Kiki think?
Imagine baby Kike when he grows up and takes you to a World Series game because the mom, this is how much I love you. You connected me to sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't it be nice to just give them one win, one night of rooting for them? The dad's going to be there.
Well, you know that's not going to happen, so it's technically elder abuse. But on the other hand, he's taking his dad to see the World Series champion Boston Red Sox, and that is a really nice thing to do.
Oh, there you
for
go. Oh, my Look goodness. At that.
Well, right. Edgar, listen, I'm going to silently, quietly pull for you tonight.
Thank you.
But not for the full series, okay? Because I want you to have that moment with your dad. That's amazing. What a beautiful story.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Well, thank you, guys. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Dude, we went too long on this one, for sure. But once the Dodgers win, we'll do like a 20-minute break, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Oh, sure. Okay.
We'll take down the whole 9 o'clock hour when the Red Sox win in the end.
Thank you, guys. Shout out to Boston. Thank you, Lauren, baby Kike. Also, producer Matt and TJ, all the way out here from LA. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Love you guys. Thank you.
You're the best.
All right, have fun. There they are. I love that they're being so boasty right now.
I mean, that's how they do it. I've been to these games. Boston people. You heard the guy. Those guys sound like they were 60. Those guys were 23 years old.
See, and we'll use this audio against them when the Dodgers win. Yes. So don't worry. We got all this. They're talking it. They're talking the smack, but we'll definitely use it against them.
Let's go Dodgers.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So it turns out Post Malone is officially Postmates' best customer.
Now they always say congratulations.
So on the delivery app, he has ordered, you guys get this, nearly 3,000 items on more than 660 deliveries spanning 52 cities nationwide. And he's spent more than $40,000 over the past year.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star.
Do you think Postmates hooks them up with a little sum just to continue to use them and be spoken about?
They will now.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think that's awesome, though, because there's no way he's the only one eating that food, right? So he's spending $40,000 in 52 cities. He's one of those dudes, he just seems like every time I see him, he's got a buddy with him, he's spending money, he's hooking people up. I could just envision that he's one of those dudes who, he's like, I'm ordering Postmates, who wants burritos? You know, and like everyone's getting you get a burrito.
Random people on the street, what?
You get a burrito.
The party
Thanks,
pack.
I'm down.
In 2017, he actually dropped $8,000 on Popeyes for his Coachella party, including 10,000 biscuits.
Yes.
Good dude, man.
I know. Some of his main spots I thought were interesting. Not surprising, though. Include Ralph's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, KFC, Panda Express, GameStop, and Popeyes. So there you have it.
Postmates on games. He's just getting a bunch of candy. Yeah. I like the Ralph's one. I envision that he sends someone into the produce section. He's like, hey, homies, we gotta get healthy now. All right. Send someone to the Ralph's salad bar. $4,000.
Or that's where you get like beer, cigarettes. Oh, yeah. Like you can get anything there, basically.
I don't know if Postmates delivers beer.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, they do. That's one of the things he says.
It depends
he
on the city, I think.
Probably.
There's no way they're doing it in Los Angeles. Otherwise, I mean, because if I was 17, I'd be hitting that app up relentlessly.
I would love to see Post Malone cruising through Ralph's or like a Vallarta or something. That would be so dope. Mm-hmm. Like you're looking at him like, they can't be Post Malone chilling at Ralph's.
Yeah, but you'll never see him because he's postmates-ing everything.
We need to hang out with him, get some free food.
No, party it up.
I'm down.
All right, this is pretty amazing. So Pink and her 7-year-old daughter, Willow, will be featured on the upcoming album, The Greatest Showman Reimagined. Together, they'll be singing A Million Dreams, and it's pretty much the most adorable thing you'll hear all day.
A million dreams is all it's gonna take.
A million dreams is
all it's gonna take. Well, that's not fair.
That was rude of her, just to bury her daughter like that.
No, I think our producers did it. Who edited the audio that way? Come on.
Majestic's like,
She's never. The poor girl's never going to sing again when she hears that.
No.
Her mom's like, this is how you do it.
She actually did pretty good.
Yeah, she did great. They're going to edit the voices together is kind of what I was reading. So, but it's awesome. I mean, the Greatest Showman soundtrack is incredible, but now this reimagined album, if you're a fan of the movie, it's going to be epic. It also features Kelly Clarkson singing Never Enough, Panic at the Disco, doing The Greatest Show. Also, Sarah Bareilles, Kesha, and Missy Elliott will be on it. So
it's
going to
be a dope
out,
album.
Yeah, November 16th.
Nice.
So get excited for that.
Congrats to Pink's daughter.
I'm already excited.
Brian.
No, I'm just wanting to get excited.
Well,
couldn't be anymore.
I'm excited. Brian's like,
no,
not
no,
at all.
I love Sarah Bareilles.
What's your favorite Sarah Bareilles song?
Oh, man, I just got her confused with Vanessa Carlton.
One of the
making
girls...
my way downtown. That's Vanessa Carlton.
Close enough.
Whatever.
Is that the video where she's in like a back of a pickup truck playing a piano?
Yeah. Good job, Edgar. See?
I guess we know where our musical wheelhouse is.
All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you, Chelsea. We got Better Now, Post Malone coming up next. Remember those tickets to party with DJ Majestic in our Amp Suite and be at the Bruno Mars concert. That's like at the end, right? Like, oh, and you get to see
Bruno
Mars.
You really want to go to hang out with DJ Majestic.
He's cool.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
New music, Steve Aoki along with BTS right there. Wow.
So good.
I'm digging that one right there. BTS Army obviously already going nuts on social media. Let us know what your thoughts are at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Are you sure?
It's called Waste It On Me.
Are you sure you want to do that? The whole let us know what you think thing at 97.1 Amp Radio.
Yes.
The BTS Army has been letting us know what they think for just making a mess of Twitter for the last like month. So, like play songs. Finally, you got it, folks. I do think that is their most, from what we've heard. And like I like a lot of their stuff. I like Fake Love. I just think this one, that's the most like American Top 40.
Ready for radio.
Exactly.
Type of thing. Yeah.
I mean, and their fans, I don't know, does... You were more of a BTS fan than anyone was in here. Is that kind of still true to their sound?
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. I think that I'm so digging it. I think it's going to do really well for sure.
Heck yeah. Super, super much love. By the way, Steve Aoki is going to be coming through the studio in the 8 a.m. hour. We'll catch up with him about linking back up with BTS and what he's up to. Hardest working man in the business for sure. So that's going to be dope. And he's always a blast, man. His energy is through the roof. Love Steve Aoki. All right. So stay tuned for that. Right about now, we got the Damn He Dumb story of the day. You guys ready?
Damn He Dumb.
This one's coming at you out of San Diego.
Not coming from Florida, huh?
No, finally. It's either lately it's been either Florida or the UK, but like Northern UK. Like Scotland, where they do a little drinking. So, out of San Diego on Tuesday night, and this is a dumb thing to do, but I think finally somebody treated spiders how we all want to treat spiders when we see them. An individual in San Diego, California, found some spiders in his parents' house. He was house sitting for his parents. And I also think this individual needs to be tested for marijuana immediately because he found the spiders and instead of, you know, maybe getting a broom and just like kind of sweeping them out, he took a blowtorch to the
what?
Spiders
on, yeah,
on the second floor of his parents' house. Setting the second floor and the attic of the house on fire.
Oh my God.
Damn, he dumb.
And how big were the spiders? Jeez.
Well, how big were the spiders in real life or the ones that he was seeing?
Yeah.
I feel like this individual is very much under the influence of something. 30 firefighters had to respond to the to the fire. People, they had to issue a tweet saying, hey, let's not fight spiders with blowtorches. How about that?
Thankfully, nobody was injured and thankfully the spiders got away. No, just... I don't know if the spiders made it.
But it is funny, man. I feel like what he did is, like, you know, I would look at spiders in the house and be like, man, I'd take a blowtorch to you. But no one's ever had the courage to give it a shot. So this guy either is dumb or a hero trying to find a new strategy for us to fight spiders. Either way, he set his parents' house on fire.
I'd place bets he's probably on something a little more, a little stronger than marijuana.
You think hallucinogenic?
That'd be my bet.
That'd be a fun game. Guess what this guy was on?
Oh, we should play that.
We don't know, though, right?
I'll come up with a story. I'll name what happened, and you guys guess the drug.
There it is.
Done.
Guess the drug,
new
and we'll
segment.
We'll give you tickets.
Yeah.
We can't give you the drug. We'll give you the tickets.
That's right.
By the way.
Next best thing.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, your chance to win Bruno Mars concert tickets, and you'll get to party in our Amp Suite with DJ Majestic.
Yeah.
What?
Get it, bro. So what's going to be special about that party up in the suite, DJ Majestic?
I might dress up because I have to DJ a Halloween party after.
Okay.
All right.
So we'll see what happens.
There you go. What are you thinking about dressing up in, bro?
Probably Bruno Mars.
That's a solid
fun
costume.
Get those chains, you know. You already have the chains, actually.
It's going to be so confusing at the concert. Caller 9, you win. 877-971-HIS. Let's go. Amp Mini Mix on 97.1 Amp Radio. Happy day before Friday with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Shout out to DJ Majestic for tearing it up. Sending some love at Majestic Sound. And let's find out who's going to be partying with him in our Amp Suite this Friday, Staples Center. Celebrating the Dodgers win, baby.
Yeah.
And Bruno Mars concert tearing it up. Let's go to the phone line. Samantha from Sylmar. Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, it is a very good morning
because
you're caller 9. You're the winner.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Samantha, where are you screaming right now? Where are you driving to? Are you in your car? What freeway?
I'm driving to work in Northridge Hospital.
Oh, okay. You nurse?
No, receptionist.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you for all that you do, man. Thank you so much, and
thank
we appreciate you listening
to
us.
Thank you.
You're the first line of contact for everybody who at a hospital who's frantic, doesn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we appreciate what you do for sure.
Thank you so much,
thank you,
Samantha.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you.
We love you. Hang tight. We'll give you all the details off the air. Remember, you're going to be partying with DJ Majestic. He might be dressed up as Bruno Mars.
That's the plan.
So don't be tricked. Don't be tricked.
He'll be a 6-foot Bruno Mars. I think you'll be able to find him.
Thank you.
All right. Hang tight, Samantha. Oh, man. It's going to be good. Oh, you're talking about dressing up. Here are the most popular Halloween costumes for this year so far, right? According to Google. Number one, can you guys get what everybody wants to dress up as?
For this year, are these like specific to this year alone? Like something that just came out?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with Stranger Things stuff again.
Stranger Things again?
Oh, that's a good one. Chelsea? I don't know why. I'm just going to say Cardi B.
Cardi B?
Yeah.
Pregnant Cardi B or baby out? Like somebody cruising around with a baby?
Pregnant.
Like a culture.
Yeah. Prego? Yeah, pregnant.
I think it's weird taking a fake baby around at the Halloween.
Yeah. It's a little creepy.
Number one thing right now is anything that has to do with Fortnite.
Oh, that's interesting. That makes sense.
Backpack Kid, whatever. Mm-hmm. Anything. Any characters from Fortnite are the number one thing. And following that, of course, any type of superhero villain situation. Unicorns coming in third place.
Interesting.
Unicorns never.
Random.
When did unicorns make a comeback?
I mean, I guess there is a unicorn emoji now, so maybe that's why.
Maybe that's what it is. Dinosaurs is in the top
why?
Five. That's interesting, right?
I think people have just given
Park.
They're just giving up. It's like, I'm just going to dress as an animal.
So this is going to... We have our daughter, Ariela, who's a year and 10 months old, so my wife's already texting me different options because she wants us to do something as a family.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're roped into that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Bro.
I mean,
like a theme.
Your
you know
wife
what I'm
always posts like twin outfits with Ariela. I knew this was coming.
Yeah. So she definitely, and it's funny because I was like, I knew this was going to happen. She sent me one already, and obviously, she gets the best one.
Oh,
she's
going to
look amazing.
You're going to look like a jackass.
Completely, bro. Ariela's going to be super cute. Everybody's going to be like, oh my gosh, how cute. And be like, yo, hot mama, Janet. And she's currently pregnant with her second baby. And they're like, what's up with this guy?
Hey, he's carrying all the bags.
All the candy. So she wants us to be a little trio from like Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
So
who would you be?
She said, can you guys guess? Let's see who you guys.
Cowardly Lion.
The Tin Man.
Yes, Chelsea.
Wow, that's a hard one to be.
Janet wants me to be the Tin Man.
That's good, though.
And Ariela, the Leo, the lion. And then, of course, Janet wants to be Dorothy.
Yeah.
With red bottom shoes.
That's exactly why.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Halloween is just around the corner. This weekend, you're planning to go to that party. Then you look at your checking account. You're like, I didn't win the Mega Millions. So, we're looking for low-budget costume ideas. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Rebecca from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your best low-budget Halloween costume idea, like a broke-ass costume?
So, I have a 22-year-old who's too cool to go, you know, wear a costume. So, he wanted to go to a costume party. I said, you cannot leave his house without going to the party to represent. So, I wrote book on his face. Facebook.
Get it?
You wrote that's funny.
Wait, you just legit wrote book on his face, like with a Sharpie?
Yeah, but no, with an eyeliner pencil. So I put B-O on one cheek and OK on the other cheek. And he said it was a hit.
That's even more low budget. Straight up just your makeup.
I have one more.
Yeah, go for it.
So this year, I was on a budget because, of course, I let my kids buy the gifts. I mean, you know, the costumes they want.
Of course.
And so I'm thinking about getting a whole bunch of those stickers that say, hello, my name is.
Yeah.
And you put them all over your shirt, but you put a different name on each sticker, so your identity theft.
That's good. You should write a book.
Rebecca, you are gold right now.
Just like puzzles you have to solve when you see somebody.
Yeah.
But that's cool because when you're in a party, people are trying to figure out what you are. That sparks conversation, yep. And that's dope. You want to be that customer. It's like, yo, what are you? Identity theft, bro.
Yep.
Thank you, Rebecca. Yes, make sure on some of those you write some people's social security number, too.
Oh, my gosh. You're taking it to another level.
You're probably right about that. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. What's going down? Brian?
From the text message, I think this is probably the cheapest one ever, from the 951, a Mexicano, and that's it.
Okay.
I'm assuming they are of Latino descent, and they're just going as themselves. From Josh, I dress up as Clark Kent. It's when he's not Superman, just wear a button-up shirt with a tie and glasses. And then you can also be, he made a Blockbuster video box case, which is actually like, I don't know if anyone even knows what that is anymore.
I know, right?
Sad. Absolutely.
Speaking about Superman, man, my mom is queen of the low budget costumes. This was a classic, right? We just grabbed the towel from the bathroom, tied it around our neck, wore our whitey tighties over some leggings, and ta-da, you're Superman. You roll out like that, like all the time. Or she would just make me wear like my soccer uniform because I played soccer growing up.
She's like,
just be a soccer player. I'm like, Mom,
I really am.
The whole concept is like a costume. She's like, okay, come over here. And then she would just like throw ketchup on it. She's like, okay, you're bleeding now. I'm like, all right.
You're an injured soccer
player. Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.
If you have a roommate or a friend, it works better with roommates.
Uh-huh.
If you have a roommate, I had one that worked at Best Buy a few years ago, and when they're not looking, just go find their work uniforms.
Oh.
Like whether it's like could be like Walmart, Target, Blockbuster, McDonald's, anything that has a uniform, just go and sneak into their room when they're not paying attention, and don't say anything about it because that's when you really sell the joke. And then when you're leaving, you're like, "Hey, I'm going to a Halloween party," and they're like, "What are you?" Like, "I'm you for Halloween, bro."
Ah, that's so good.
A man in that drive-through
Twilight
this year.
Zone, ladies. Chelsea's got a good idea for you. What you working with, Chelsea?
So when I first moved to LA, super broke, my girlfriend and I had just moved into an apartment. So what we did is we took the boxes from after we unpacked and we basically glued them together, covered them in construction paper, and we went as Tetris.
Oh,
Tetris pieces.
Yeah, so we fit together too. It was like,
It
was actually probably one of my favorite costumes, but it was so easy and so cheap.
What piece were you? Do you remember?
So I was like the zigzag one, or what would it been? There's like an L and then like the zigzag one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's dope.
And like I was blue and she was red.
Tetris,
so it was awesome. It was such a hit.
Is it weird that I still love that game?
Oh, it's the best.
Nah, it's like one of those games that there's only a few games that will never not age well. Mario Brothers 1. For some reason, it always stands the test of time. Doesn't matter. Like, little kids now love it. And Tetris.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure, man. All right, let's go to our phone lines. Angelica from Placentia, good morning.
Good morning.
Angelica, what is your low-budget costume idea?
Oh, my God. So I was in college 1 year, and we had rehearsal. And our coach decided, because rehearsal was on Halloween, to last-minute have everybody dress up. And I'm not good last minute, so I'm scrounging around, and I come across an extra heavy-duty roll of tinfoil, because we had a barbecue the day prior. So I take the tinfoil, and I staple it to my practice uniform. I took a broom. I covered that stuff with tinfoil. I made a tinfoil crown, and I went as the tinfoil queen.
That's funny.
Wait, is that even a thing?
No, you just made it up. The Lord of Reynolds rap.
Lord of Reynolds?
Lord of the Reynolds rap.
I love it. That is awesome, Angelica. I love that you're like, I didn't even trying to be something that's real. I just created my own situation.
It's a queen mindset right there.
There it is. We love you, Tinfoil Queen. Thank you for calling in.
We love you. Thank you, Amp Radio.
Bye. Danielle from Gardena, good morning.
Good morning.
Danielle, what's your low-budget costume idea?
Voodoo doll.
Whoa.
How do you do that?
Sounds scary, though.
I know.
So easy. You throw on some old clothes. You just paint your face. Like, you wear black lipstick, and then you paint
white lipstick on it to make it look like stitching.
Okay.
If you don't mind ruining your clothes, you can put some acetone on it, kind of fade it out or bleach or whatever.
Nice.
And just make it look old and tattered. And then do your hair all crazy and then keep your mouth shut and just kind of scream through your mouth like,
whoa!
That's terrifying.
Wait, but do you put pins in yourself? Like, how do you, because that's, isn't that the whole thing? The voodoo doll.
Well, you can, you know, make pans like fake, like
Q-tips
or chopsticks too, or they're good and anything that people can see and just color it. It's fun. It's easy.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Danielle, thank you so much. I think the scariest part is the little scream you had with your mouth closed.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you bug your eyes out real big.
Bug your eyes out.
Oh my god.
I think that's a low budget costume right there. Just don't even dress up as anything. Just go around going. And bug your eyes out.
Scary.
Love you, Danielle. Have a great Halloween weekend.
Love you all, too. Happy holidays.
It's all about your creativity, and I think people appreciate those costumes way more than, like, if you go and buy something that everybody else has. You know, like you're in a whoopee cushion or something like that.
It's like one of those things where, like, Halloween sneaks up on you. I don't know why it sneaks up on you. It's the same frigging day every year. But it always sneaks up on you, and you need, like, these low-budget ideas because the last thing you want to do is go run to a Halloween store that used to be a Mervin's, and you go in there, they have, like, one thing left
that
barely fits you, and you're just going to be like a murder clown.
And it's a size quadruple XL.
Right. It's the worst.
Chels, let me ask you this.
What?
If you have multiple Halloween parties to go to, is it okay to repeat the costume?
It's so hard these days with, like, Instagram because I feel like everyone posts photos and then you feel like, you know, you kind of don't want to do that. So the last couple years I've actually had, I usually will have like two.
Oh my God.
This year though, I'm feeling a little lazy and I just have one. So
what is
we'll see. So I'm going to a Moulin Rouge themed party on Saturday. And so I'm being Christina Aguilera from Lady Marmalade Moulin Rouge.
It's elaborate.
It's like, it is a lot. So I'm kind of, you know, I feel like half of it together. We'll see what happens by Saturday.
I feel like when you go to a party on Saturday night, if you have a Friday night, you have another one Saturday. You can always be the walk of shame version of yourself the next night, right?
Makeup, yeah,
down
your
face.
You can
be like extra zombie the next day.
Whatever you did the day before, just the next day show up with your heels in your hand.
Yeah.
Or your shoes in your hand.
It.
And you're good to go.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We got Letty from Chino Hills. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about your low budget costume idea.
My low budget costume was a hot one night stand. I made it out of a cardboard for my work. I painted it red and black. I had a G-string hanging out of the top drawer, an alarm clock, the book of 50 Shades, and some fake handcuffs on top.
So you were a one-night stand?
Literally a stand.
That's
but
so funny.
A one-night stand. I get it. That is hilarious.
I love that.
I wore it to the Ellen show, and I made it on her stage because it was amazing. I mean, everybody was, like, at awe with the fact that it had the handcuffs. I was missing a few things on top that it would have been rated.
No, oh, you couldn't
at that point.
You couldn't have all the accessories on top of the one night stand.
But I had enough. It was pretty cool, and I think the most expensive thing on there was the lampshade on my head. That was it. I just started listening to you guys this week.
Oh, you did?
Thank you.
Welcome to the pod.
Yes, I love the music. Now you're set on my station every morning.
Thank you for loving the music.
We make it ourselves.
What about us?
You guys are amazing. I mean, you guys are amazing. I don't change it. All of you guys, the music, everything. Usually you get one or the other. You never get both.
Well, thank you. Cool. It's an honor to have a one-night stand on the radio.
That's right.
Thank you. Can I give a shout-out to St. Jude?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Nice transition.
Yeah, please do, you one-night stand. Shout-out to hospital.
To all the centers of St. Jude. That's where I work. Thank you.
That's awesome. Congrats. You guys do amazing work for children all across the world, especially here in the United States. So thank you so much for what you do, Letty.
Thank you. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. Welcome to La Familia.
Same here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Letty's gangster. I love her right there. What are our texts saying, Brian?
We got two great ones. And I love the ones that take zero effort. Because that's kind of my style. Zero effort. From the 323, we got wrap yourself in aluminum foil and be leftovers. Like that.
That's good.
I was thinking a Chipotle burrito or something.
Yes.
And depending on your body type, exactly. You could be a taquito or a big ass burrito.
Hey man, we're not going to hate on it. This is my favorite text of the entire morning though, and it's from the 562.
Uh-huh.
You can go in your own clothes, and when people ask you what you are, you say, I'm your alibi.
That's funny. Okay. Fantastic. Okay.
We got Carla. We all need one every once in a while.
We got Carla in from our video team because Steve Aoki is about to come through in about 15 to 20 minutes to talk about his new record with BTS called Waste It On Me. So she's going to film the whole situation. But she came in here. She heard what we're talking about. She has a good low-budget costume idea. Carla, so break it down.
Yes. So one day I was invited to a last-minute Halloween party. And this was a couple years ago. And like growing up, I was a little thought, you know, if I could be a sexy peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I would make it happen. But as I got older, I'm a little lazy, a little broke, actually a lot broke. Anyway, so I stole a white t-shirt from my cousin's closet and I wrote in Sharpie, ceiling is bae. Then I took construction paper and wrote go ceiling on it. So essentially, I was a ceiling fan.
You're just a fan of the
That's
ceiling.
That's funny. Yeah.
Okay. I wore some gold shorts from my raving days and it was like awesome.
Oh my gosh, I'm here for it.
I love Carla.
The only problem with those kinds of costumes is when you run into dumb people and you're like, I'm a ceiling fan, and they don't get it. They're like, huh? And you have to explain it to them and they walk away like, I don't get it.
Not just like dumb people, but like drunk dumb
right?
people.
Yeah.
Because then it's like they spend way too much time trying to figure it out. You're like, dude, I'm just trying to have a beer. On. Like, leave me alone. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We have a very special guest for you in studio. The hardest working DJ, producer, entrepreneur, extreme sports dude ever. Give it up for Steve Aoki.
Yo.
Steve
Aoki. What's up?
Get it. Welcome, Steve. Thank you so much for being up so early. This is crazy because DJs, you guys are usually just up late. You're barely going to sleep like right now.
I know, you know, but you got to adjust. You got to make do.
Did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah. Okay. I got some sleep. Yeah.
All right, you're feeling rested.
Yeah.
Just power naps. It's a life full of power naps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's got to keep you up, the fact that you have another song that just dropped with BTS, huge K-pop band. And those guys are super humble, super awesome. It's called Waste It On Me. We're about to play it again for you guys. It's already trending number one worldwide on Twitter right now. So that's got to make you feel super stoked.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's insane. Just the BTS roller coaster ride is a crazy one to jump on. And holding this record back was already difficult.
I believe it. I'm sure the fan army, they did not let you sleep either.
Yeah, it's just the kind of things like when you know you have this hit, you're like, oh my God, I want to share this so badly, but you have to wait it out and you have to like wait for the right time.
And I think out of any artist, you do stress out the most about that because you're always like tweeting out like, if you guys want to hear it first, do all this stuff on social media and then I'll leak it. You know, yeah. This and that. So you get super excited. I want to talk some more about the song, how you guys came together with BTS in the first place. But first, let's play for everybody. Yeah, here one more again. Go ahead. You want to intro it, Steve?
All right, guys. This is Steve Aoki. This is my song with BTS, Wasted On Me.
Wasted On Me, Steve Aoki,
right.
BTS.
So
give
good.
It up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not a breakdown right here. Wasted On Me. Steve Aoki in studio. He's like, yo, keep playing it. Just keep playing it over and over and over again. Right? I'm good with that.
You know, we're just making a mess of our Twitter mentions on AMP right now, man.
Hit us up on social media. Let us know your thoughts on this amazing song right here, Wasted On Me at 97.1 AMP Radio. So take a sad moment, Steve, where you're going back with BTS. How do you guys literally make this song happen? Because you're crazy busy all around the world. Yeah, they're crazy busy literally all around the world. What does that process look like?
I mean, it's like it's really just sending music back and forth, you know, sending music back and forth. I remember I went to Korea and I met up with their production team as well. So I didn't just meet up with the guys. I also met up with the guys that also make the music for BTS.
Mm-hmm.
And we linked up and we vibed it out. And that was the first time when I started working on the Mic Drop remix.
Right.
From then on, it was more fluid. We started talking more on the music side of things with the production team. And as well as with the boys. So just back and forth. And Wasted On Me was a song they loved. They heard the original foundation of what the song was. And they, you know, got in the studio, knocked down, tracked their vocals, did an incredible job, obviously. And I finished up the track. And I was just holding it, waiting for that moment. And here it is today. So this is like a big moment today for me, for BTS, for everyone, you know?
This is their first all-English song. Did you know going into that this is kind of what you wanted to make? Or did that sort of organically happen?
Yeah, it was an organic it was an organic transition to this, but it just kind of like, you know, it's funny how things just naturally occur. Right. Uh-huh. You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. like, we're like, okay, here's the strategy, here's the plan, this is what we're going to do.
It wasn't forced.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't forced, but it just naturally was like, oh, this is perfectly the first, like, all English song
so cool.
by BTS, you know, being and also being our collab. So,
yeah,
it's very exciting.
But you have an awesome history, bro, of like, I feel like you've made it your mission to collab with artists from all around the world, mm-hmm. every country you visit. I mean, you're going to be presenting at the Latin AMAs today. Yeah, are you brushing up on your Espanol? Are you going to present in Spanish? How's that going? I know you're growing up in SoCal.
You know, I know exactly. You know, I was thinking about it, but, you know, I don't want to mess this up on television, you know, so I'm just going to save my lines in English, but, you know.
Let's practice real quick. Bienvenidos a Telemundo, Latin American Awards. Steve Aoki.
Hola.
Just cut it off right there, man.
Just mic drop. You work with Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam. We're listening to the Daddy Yankee track here with Elvis Crespo, Azuquita.
Yeah.
It's nasty beat right there. Your album is dropping hopefully November?
November 9th.
What other collabs can we look forward to besides Wasted On Me with BTS on it?
Well, another, you know, I like to collab across the board, right? So another one across the board is Blink-182.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's going to be nasty.
Yeah, it's incredible. And, you know, I was in the studio with them, with John Feldman. And so you get to hear, like, the Blink sounds, the, you know, the guitar, the bass, Travis on drums. And then, you know, you get to hear both worlds coming together on that one.
And this has got to be dope for you because you grew up loving rock.
Yeah.
And then you're just pop rock, rock music, all that stuff. Is it still cool for you, because, you know, during college and stuff, you're out here in SoCal. Is it still cool for you to hear your music on LA radio?
Are you kidding? It's the biggest trip. I mean, it's like you've made it again. Like, when you hear your song on the radio, it's like you made it. You, like, you know, because it's, my music is, you know, it's, we're in our own world, we do our own thing. But when it hits radio, when you know that it's like, it's getting into people's cars and people's rooms, you know, everywhere.
It's like a slice of their life, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Think back,
it's
a lot
huge.
Of people listen to your
massive.
Music and they go back to, like, that was that day, that was that day, that was this
intimate.
One moment I had.
Yeah.
And congratulations. Is this a true fact that you're the first EDM DJ to ever be featured in the Smithsonian Museum?
Yeah, no, that's huge.
That's nuts, bro.
That's,
get out of
like,
here.
That's massive, yeah.
Well, how did you get that news and how did you react?
I didn't know. I didn't think it was real. You know, it's the kind of thing. It's like, this
like
is not. This is
prank
not real.
Show.
Totally, totally.
Who's pranking me, right?
But when I went in, because I had to go in there for an interview, and I met up with a team there. It was a trip to walk through the archives, like their archives of what they have in the back of, like, you know, just the different outfits and and, like, you know, the bikes and like all the different stuff, like Muhammad Ali's, like what he wore when he, you know, in that famous photo when he knocked out. I forgot who he
Sonny
knocked
Liston.
Out. Yeah, yeah.
It's like you walk by a Civil War uniform and then walk up to your turntable.
it's crazy, yeah. And when I saw the picture of that, of like me in the Smithsonian, it's like a timepiece that you look back like 50 years later. Like in the 2010s, there was this thing called EDM. And there's like, here's a DJ that represented that whole sound.
That's great.
With all these people gathering together to see a DJ play. Yeah. Like, this is so weird.
People did that? They paid money for that?
Yeah, exactly.
To hear somebody just play music?
Yeah. Don't they know we can play music on our own?
You had them fooled. We did. Steve Aoki in studio on 97.1 Amp Radio. And before we wrap up, you're a Dodger fan, right, Steve Aoki?
Oh, yeah, 100% Dodger fan. Come on, let's do this. Yeah.
We connected with our sister station, Amp Radio, in Boston this morning. And they were talking so much mess to us because we're down 2-0. But we're coming back home tomorrow. Are you going to be around for any games? Or?
Yeah, I think tomorrow, where am I tomorrow? I'm gone. I'm back on the road. But I'm here. I'm here today. So,
like, that's dope.
You know, I'm always got that spirit for Dodgers, you know.
Let's go, baby. All right, let's present your song one more again. Wasted On Me, BTS, Steve Aoki on 97.1 Amp Radio. Take it away and check him out. Latin AMAs tonight. He's going to be represented on Telemundo. It's going to be dope.
All right, guys, it's Steve Aoki. This is my song with BTS, Wasted On Me.
Here we go.
It's okay with you if we play it again, right?
Oh, let's do this one more time. Let's do it two more times. Two more times.
Let's go. Steve Aoki, thank you so much for being with us. Before we wrap up, BTS Army, your fans want to know, is there going to be a legit music video coming for this song?
Yes, there's a legit music video coming for this song. I do not want to give away any leaks on it because it's so, so, so awesome. And I'm just so excited to share it with you guys, but it would be horrible if I gave away the leaks. So
it's coming soon though.
Yes, it's coming soon. Cool. It's going to be, I mean, I have to hold myself back. It's just seriously. It's,
he wants to say so bad that we got all these people here that are like, no, not too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And Stevie Aoki's whole team's like, no, no. And then we're just waiting here like, hopefully it just slips.
Lyric video is out now though, so you guys can sing along to the song and vibe out with the song with the lyric video.
Tell us this: were you literally with them when you filmed the video?
I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna say anything about the video. I'm just saying it's a moment. It's a, right, definitely cool. A moment.
Can I ask one question about it? We're trying really hard.
No.
Okay. Where was it filmed? Was it filmed in L.A.?
I'm not going to say anything, but it's awesome.
Were there cameras around when you guys took the video?
Were there explosives?
Is there dancing?
Is the song playing in the background?
It's awesome.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you coming in, man. God bless. Thank you, guys. Wasted on Me. Much love to Steve Aoki, BTS fans, BTS Army. Thank you so much for being with us, bro.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial-free Monday.
So if you follow Cardi B on social media, then you know she has yet to share photos of her baby Culture.
Right.
We'll get like a little hand every now and again, maybe the back of the baby's head, but not the face. And in a new interview, Cardi actually confirmed that she has no plans to share her baby's face anytime soon. In fact, she said that she's been turning down offers left and right, mm-hmm. and even just turned down a 7-figure offer.
I believe that. Completely believe that. For sure.
She's saying, you know, never say never, but she wants to do it on her own terms and not for a paycheck, which is respectable.
It's always funny, like, because people will take that like, yeah, good for you, you know, let's you know, the baby's privacy, let's not. But then eventually it hits a point where like, all right, come on, your baby ugly or what? I'm not saying we hit that point yet, but there'll be a time where like 8-9 months, we're like, stop playing, you baby ugly, right?
and that's what also when, you know, when you deny, what was it, 7 figures?
Yeah.
You know, you are pretty loaded.
You're doing well.
That's a hefty check. If I was the baby, I'd be like, Mom, put that in my college savings.
Yeah, absolutely.
I ain't planning to work a day in my life. Mom, what are you doing?
So from Cardi to Nicki Minaj, not great news for Nicki, though. She actually finds herself in a little bit of legal trouble.
I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Apparently, singer Tracy Chapman is suing Nicki Minaj for copyright infringement. Tracy claims that her 1988 single, Baby Can I Hold You, was sampled in Minaj's song Sorry without her permission.
Huh.
The lawsuit says Chapman's representatives repeatedly denied Minaj's request to use the composition, but Minaj went ahead and did it anyways. I guess I think she actually already had the song recorded before they asked for, you know.
They couldn't remove the sample at that point, I guess.
Yeah.
It was too good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the song, it's on her song Sorry. It wasn't included in Minaj's album Queen, but the song was given to a popular New York disc jockey who played it on the radio.
Right.
And also posted it on his social media. So they're, you know, they're trying to sue her for that.
Well, I think it's more than anything, just like, yo, give me what I deserve. Give me my royalties on that, you know?
Yeah, royalties. And well, also, some people, I mean, Tracy Chapman's kind of like a musical purist. She may not even want her stuff sampled and used in like Nicki Minaj's music. Right. Unless Nicki asked and was like, there was some sort of connection. Because, I mean, I love Tracy Chapman, mm-hmm. man. Fast Car? I was probably 8 years old.
Get
but
it, Brian.
Still, my mom would play it. But yeah, Fast Car.
All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
Thank you, Chelsea. But that's true, Brian. Like, songs your mom played when she was like cleaning the house or just hanging out, chilling at the pad, like, I will always remember, like, it was mostly Spanish songs, right? But it was like Bronco, Vicente Fernandez, just the classic songs like Los Tigres del Norte, Cumbia, you know, just those songs, no matter what, I hear them and I like immediately be like, oh my gosh, you know, it just takes you back.
My mom would play aggressive old school country music like Bonnie Raitt and stuff. For two reasons. One, when she's cleaning the house and she was mad at the dishes, or two, when my dad pissed her off and she's mad at him. But she was mad when Bonnie Raitt was on the stairs. She was pissed.
See, mine were always like Paula Abdul for some reason, and then also Celine Dion.
Get it.
Your mom listened to Paula Abdul?
Yeah, man. I don't know. I think it was my dad too. I'm just going to put him on blast for a second.
She's like, don't tell the kids I want that song, but go ahead and play it again.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Haley from Anaheim. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in to expose cheaters' tactics. What's your cheating story?
So my boyfriend and I at the time were just kind of fighting. We weren't in the best place. And we got in this argument, kind of blew up, and then we weren't talking to each other for a day or two. The next day, my friend, who I had, like, confided about our issues in, you know, had texted me, and she was like, hey, girl, like, I'm so glad you two worked it out. Like, I knew this would happen. Like, you were worrying about nothing. And I still hadn't heard from my boyfriend at the time.
So you were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, you were with him last night, right? And I was like, no, like, I still haven't seen him. I still haven't talked to him. And it turns out he blocked me from viewing his Snapchat story. Because he had posted that he was on a date with another girl.
Oh, my God.
What a moron.
Yeah.
I'm always blown away by when people feel like they need to post on Snapchat or Instagram stories so badly that they just post really weird stuff. Like, look what I'm doing. Look at this.
Totally
like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So she sent me a screenshot of, like, the Snapchat. And she's like, this isn't you? And I'm like, no, like, I was at home last night. I still haven't heard from him.
Wow.
So I go to confront him, and he blocked my phone number, blocked me from doing his Snapchat. So then I had to DM him on Twitter to confront him about it.
So he tried just to, like, passively just break up with you across the board, like, just mega ghost, where he just blocks you and everything.
Exactly.
Is like, see ya.
I would be so angry.
That is nuts right there. So, did you ever get a chance to confront him?
Yeah, what did he say when you DM'd him?
So I did over Twitter. I DM'd him and was like, totally called him out on everything. And he's like, oh, well, I just thought we were over.
Right.
I was like, okay. I was like, I mean, like, we were in a fight, but we never really talked or anyone broke up with the other person. He goes, well, I guess this is me doing that.
Wow. So I bet, like, communication wasn't, like, his number one skill, right?
No, not at all.
Wow, Haley. Well, I'm glad you're done with that dirtbag. Please tell me you didn't go back to him.
No, not at all. That was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, but that's definitely a red flag, right? Like, all of a sudden getting blocked on your boyfriend or significant other's social media.
It's also like when you get in a fight and then they just go MIA for a bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even a couple days, there's no effort to try to reach out and work things out. That probably means that they're doing something they shouldn't do.
Probably should have thought something was up when that was the case.
It sounds like you're good now, though. You sound real chipper and whatnot.
I am good. I've been with my current boyfriend for 3 years as of yesterday. So.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Congratulations, Haley. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
You.
Thank you for listening to us.
All right. Bye-bye.
I have a feeling Haley, with her new boyfriend, has, like, co-social media accounts. Pictures in there.
It's the worst when somebody, you see a couple that's been, like, anytime you see that joint account, like, Steve and Jennifer's Facebook, you're like, this dude got busted so bad.
Yeah.
Is that what it means?
This poor sucker.
Chelsea, would you ever do that with a boyfriend or a hubby?
Never. Not
no
a chance.
Way.
No. God. Oh, it gives me the, what? I just don't like it. I think it's so weird. I like my independence, and I want my future husband or boyfriend to be independent as well.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously, I wouldn't be in a relationship if I didn't trust them, so, like, I wouldn't need to do that, right?
Like, the other thing, too, is I agree with Chelsea 100%. And do you know how bad your man, if you make them get a joint account, is just getting trashed by his boys?
Their man card is deleted immediately.
Donezo.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not going to push my joint account with my wife. I was going to tell you guys to follow us, but I don't have one. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, guys. But if she asked, I would say.
Be Jedger. Yeah. Jenger.
Jenger? That sounds like a disease, bro.
Yikes.
Janet Edgar.
You can find that on WebMD.
Jadger?
Jedger.
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 97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
Do you have alcohol in your freezer right now? If you go open up your freezer doors, there's some alcohol just chilling right there?
I do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I like it. I like hard liquor cold.
Same.
Yeah? Yeah.
What about vodka? Is there a vodka freezer?
Vodka is the one I put in there. Vodka and some types of, some whiskeys.
Yeah.
Anything you use for, like, shots. But, like, tequila I've never put in the freezer.
Right. So it's interesting, right? Because I've seen this through college parties, through just your entire life. Like, alcohol's in the freezer, right? And according to a vodka expert, actually, the dude that created Grey Goose, right? Francois Thibault.
I love that you were holding a martini when you said that. You motioned like you were holding
one. It's impossible to say Francois Thibault without doing something with your hands.
Anybody with the name Francois just sounds like a jerk.
Yes.
Like, oh, let me tell you something.
Let me introduce you to my boyfriend, Francois.
Yeah, get out of here, jerk.
No, he says you should never freeze your vodka.
Why?
That it dulls down the flavor. It's basically like you're drinking it watered down.
Good.
I mean, sometimes.
It's the whole goal, man. Yeah. That's why I'm freezing stuff. I'm not trying to taste that.
You've already made enough mistakes with the Grey Goose being watered down. Can you imagine if I took it how it's supposed to be taken?
Oh, my God, man. It keep that burn to a minimum.
Yeah.
So there you go. He says, this is interesting. I don't know what a freezer... What's the temperature inside a freezer? I'm assuming it's below freezing, right? Because it creates ice.
Yeah. It's got to be around 32 is freezing in Fahrenheit. So I'd say probably the average freezer is probably in the mid-20s. You don't want to freeze your stuff too much where it's like a block of ice and you can't get out of there.
I believe that. I think Brian said that really confidently. So I'm going to go with that.
You like how we broke that down? It's a freezer.
It's got to be freezing.
So it's got to be freezing. 32 degrees and below.
Going on.
Now you know why we do radio. Anyways, so he says you got to keep it around 4 degrees Celsius, which means 39.9 degrees Fahrenheit.
Kind of like my vodka touching my frozen pizzas. You know what I'm saying? I like it so that my DiGiorno and my vodka are like already getting to know each other because they're a pair that I put together a lot.
They're going to end up together anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I use DiGiorno as a chaser.
So guess what? Francois football.
What do you know?
And then when you open your freezer, you're always like, yep, you know what? I still am in college. Yeah, it's okay. Right. I don't
stuffed
feel so bad about my life.
And a shot.
I think.
You know you're in college if there's a Hot Pocket in there. From college.
Or you're just a grown man living by himself. Yeah, college, sure.
We didn't mean to judge. Sorry about that, Brian.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us, giving us another day to do what we love. We got to give out our Dopest Moment Award, and it goes out to Letty from Chino Hills for having the most creative and funny, actually, low-budget costume idea when we were talking about that this morning. It actually got her on The Ellen Show. That's how dope it was. Listen to this.
My low-budget costume was a hot one-night stand. I made it out of a cardboard for my work. I painted it red and black. I had a G-string hanging out of the top drawer, a long clock, the book of 50 Shades, and some fake handcuffs on top.
So you were a one-night stand?
Literally a stand.
That's yep. So funny.
One-night stand. I get it.
I wore it to The Ellen Show, and I made it on her stage because it was amazing. I mean, everybody was like at awe with the fact that I had the handcuffs. I just started listening to you guys this week.
Oh, you did? Welcome to the pod.
Yes, I love the music.
Thank you for loving the music.
You guys are amazing. I mean, you guys are amazing. I don't change it. All of you guys.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to have a one-night stand on the radio.
Thank you. Can I give a shout-out to St. Jude?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Nice transition.
Yeah, please do, you one-night stand. Shout-out to hospital.
To all the centers of St. Jude. That's where I work. Thank you.
Awesome. There it is. Letty from Chino Hills. She loves the music.
I mean, when your costume that you make gets you a TV credit,
yeah,
that's a pretty legendary costume.
That's when you're winning in
top
life right there.
There.
Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over the radio. Family, in 4 more minutes, we got Love Lies and I Like It by Cardi B. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, not even the Dodgers losing last night, all right? Because there's always hope. There's tomorrow, baby. 3 games at home. Let's go.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.